Good morning. That was The Silver Swan here on Kansas Public Radio by Orlando Gibbons and the group Fretwork. A beautiful way to open our Monday. Wow, it's not Monday. It feels like Monday, but it's Wednesday. It's the midweek. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me. I thought I would open with that to serve as a prelude, shall we say, to the big feature this hour. Highlights from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, something that premiered on this day a long, long time ago. That'll be our big feature. Hope you're all well. It's a little gloomy and rainy out there again, but supposedly tomorrow the sun will shine and it will be much warmer. Right now I have a lovely, warm and calm and relaxing harp sonata by John Perry. Claire Jones at the harp. It's about 8.5 minutes. It's a very nice listen. Right now on Kansas Public Radio. John Perry's Harp Sonata No. 1 here on Kansas Public Radio. Claire Jones on the harp. Some beautiful, soothing midweek music, shall we say. I've got some exciting music coming up. Swan Lake. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors Chilin David, Nicole Karen. Wait, hold the phone. Shellen David. Sorry about that. Nicole Woods, Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. And support for coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. Sunflower, such a nice... a nice flower. We could use some sunshine, too. I hear we will have it tomorrow. We're at about 44 and cloudy right now. Some not cloudy music. Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake highlights from that because it premiered on this day in 1877, if you can believe it. Let's take a listen. We've got Sir Charles McCarris with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra right now on KPR. Swan Lake, some beautiful highlights here on Kansas Public Radio by Tchaikovsky, Sir Charles McCarris, and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. That violin soloist you heard was Barry Griffith. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me. I am super excited for next hour because I will be joined by Grace Morrison of the Topeka Festival Singers, and she's going to tell us all about an upcoming concert that they have and some very interesting music on it. So that will be really, really fun. Keep on listening. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kaw Valley Greenhouses, a sponsor of the Kansas City Garden Symposium, a full day of garden education and inspiration presented by Gardeners Connect on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets and more info at gardenersconnect.org, and KU Theater and Dance presenting Corners Grove by Kayla Mashing Garvin, a 21st century take on Thornton Wilder's Our Town. March 6th through the 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. It's 10:01 on KPR.
Live from NPR.
Support for NPR comes from EBSCO, supporting open source technology and making open platforms possible for libraries of all sizes. Learn more at EBSCO.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Abduction from the Seraglio Overture here on Kansas Public Radio by Mozart. That was Hans Funk with the Staatskapelle Dresden Orchestra. I am Destiny. It is 10:08 here in Lawrence, Kansas, and we're at about 45 degrees. It's a little cloudy, but I've got some music that will shine light on the hour. I am joined by Grace Morrison of the Topeka Festival Singers, and we're going to hear from her in just a bit. First, we are going to listen to something about light, and then Shall Your Light Break from Elijah. From Felix Mendelssohn's Elijah, actually, and you can hear this at their concert that we'll tell you a little bit about, too. So enjoy the listen. It's about 3 minutes long, and then we'll tell you all about it here on KPR. Glorious music from Mendelssohn's Elijah here on KPR, and then Shall Your Light Break Forth. That was the new Philharmonia Orchestra and Chorus, and you can actually hear that live Monday, March 9th at 7 p.m. at White Hall on the Washburn University campus. The Topeka Festival Singers have a beautiful program all about music that has to do with light. It's called Eternal Light, and I am here joined by the lovely Grace Morrison, and she is going to tell us all about the music on the program. You open that program with what's could be considered a big closer.
It absolutely could. Yeah. Thank you for having me today,
absolutely.
Destiny. Yes, it's a big sound. It's the final chorus from Elijah, so it actually could open or close, but we will definitely wake up our audience with that first one.
Good.
And then, right after that, I wanted to mention the next song, which is called Heavenly Light, mm-hmm. because it is a complete change of mood. It's a speaks to the light sent from heaven and the divine light of love. And, of course, the Elijah is so big mm-hmm. and so high, especially for us sopranos, that we actually need a moment of vocal rest and a moment of brain transformation while we go from one type of song to the next. But they are both wonderful selections. So I'm very excited to share this music with everyone.
Great. I love that. And then the next one, Illuminare, has something to do with light, too.
Yes, the word illuminare is Latin, and it means illuminate, of course, mm-hmm. which goes with light. And this is by a wonderful newer composer, Elaine Hagenberg, and our choir has sung several of her works. She's kind of burst onto the scene in the last 10 years or so. This is her first big or extended work, and we are we're very, very excited to do this. I think that Elaine Hagenberg is a brilliant contemporary composer. She takes ancient texts in this work that we're doing, but puts them in a more of a modern setting. She has incredible modulations and chord progressions. To me, she kind of speaks the text into her written music.
That's nice.
So Illuminare is in five parts. The first one is called Splendor, which of course means splendor, and it speaks of the splendor of God's glory that brings light. It's very big, majestic sounds. We sing the word Gloriae repeatedly throughout. And then, of course, there's a very quiet, gentle section in the middle. And I said the word Latin and foreign language, but all of our pieces are either translated and or the texts are written into our program.
Oh, so that's great. People can follow along.
Yes, good. They can easily follow along. The second one is called Caritas, which means love or charity. And this is, again, a big change from Splendor. It's lovely, it's gentle, and it's sweet throughout. So I'm really excited about that. Then, once again, we wake up the audience with the third one, which is called Nox, or Night. And it is in a minor key. There's darkness, confusion, turmoil, gloom. It's all very fast and minor key throughout.
Very dramatic. People love minor keys.
Yes, but then we go to what's called Munira Pacis, which means give us peace. And it's absolutely gorgeous. It starts with kind of a lower range for the altos, and then in the song, there's a high, very quiet part for sopranos. And then one of our tenors jumps in and sings solo.
It's oh, nice.
Absolutely gorgeous. It's called Peace, I Leave With You, and that's in English.
Okay.
So it's kind of a nice little surprise for the audience. And the final piece is called Illuminare His, which means illuminate those in darkness. And once again, it's just a lovely selection throughout. I'm very, very excited to sing this for our audience.
It sounds like such a great program, and there's more, which we will definitely talk about. I wanted to point out that intermission is after that, and there's a wine bar and selfie station.
Yes.
That sounds so fun.
We are trying to make this as fun as possible for everyone. Everybody seems to like it.
That's really great. And another thing I think is great, you've got a 9-piece chamber orchestra, oboe, percussion, and that's really wonderful. So
yes,
people will not just, I mean, they'll hear beautiful singing, but they'll also get to hear instruments too.
Right. And that's with primarily the Illuminare. And then we have
okay.
instrumentalists here and there throughout the program.
Okay, great. So your community of singers is really beautiful how many you have. One thing you mentioned, there's a choir that you're calling the Festival Choir that can join on the last two pieces of the concert, right?
Yes, that's right. This is our second year to do that. We're
okay.
trying to incorporate community members.
Nice.
And these folks, there's about 25 this year, and these people sing in either church choirs or any choirs, or they love to sing as long as they can sing, and they're joining us on the last two pieces. So that's
okay.
super fun for us.
That does sound fun, which we'll get to those last two pieces here in a minute. Right now, though, I love that you said brain transformation, because up next is the Heavenly Light, that music to transform our brain. So, folks, let's enjoy listening to this. And if you're at home on your computer or your phone, not while you're driving, go to TopekaFestivalSingers.org. You can find out all about the music and their concert coming up on Monday, March 9th. For now, let's listen to Heavenly Light with Robert Shaw and the Atlanta Symphony Chamber Singers on KPR. Here on Kansas Public Radio, Heavenly Light by Alexander Kopelov, and I am joined by Grace Morrison. I think you may have said that was from 1947?
37.
37. Wow. Great music. Folks, you can hear this amazing music live and in person. You know how much I tell you getting out there to live performances is so important. Monday, March 9th, 7 p.m. at White Concert Hall on the Washburn University campus. Concert title, Eternal Light. Everything has something to do with light. Their season theme is Bright Horizon. And it's such a pleasure to have you here, Grace, to tell us about the music. I just love hearing about this music. So tell us, after people have enjoy the wine bar and the selfie station at intermission, then they come back in and they hear Let There Be Light.
That's right. And they will have a surprise in the second half of the concert, because there's a huge contrast with the first. The first half is really mostly sacred music. And in the second half, it's secular, but it's just most of it is a very, very different feel. And we start with a song called Let There Be Light. And this is by Craig Courtney, who, of course, is contemporary. And the first three chords that we will sing are dissonant.
Ooh.
And will wake everybody up, and they will say,
that.
What just happened? And then we go on to syncopated, easy to listen to music.
Okay.
And we end it again with a somewhat dissonant chord, but it's super fun.
Makes it fun, right?
Yes, exactly. And then we go to, once again, a very different kind of feel. This next song is called Sure on This Shining Night, which is based on a poem by James Agee. Mm. And it is gorgeous. It's haunting. Mm. I sometimes get earworms with this, and I can't get it out of my head. It's very legato and lovely, lovely lines. And once in a while, it's so beautiful. When we're rehearsing, I get caught up in listening, and I think, oh, I need
to
sing now.
I know. I do that too.
Exactly. But anyway, that's just a lovely one. Then after that, we sing a song called Unclouded Day, which is an American song. And this one, it swings, it lilts a little bit, and it starts out, "Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies."
Ooh, we just got a preview.
Yeah, well, spoken at least. And one thing kind of special about this is that we have an assistant conductor. His name is Ben Holcomb, and he's actually one of our baritones, but he's helping out on the administrative direction side as well. And he is the choral director at Washburn Rural High School, and he's super fun to sing with. He's super fun to be with. Anyway, we then do yet another big mood change, and we sing a song called Lux Aeterna, which is in Latin and a cappella, and very, very smooth and legato, so it's a little auditory rest for the audience. And it talks about how may eternal light shine upon them and grant them rest.
And there are translations, you said, in the program.
Yes,
for
with
people.
All
Great.
Of our, all of the lyrics are in the program.
Great.
And the translations for the foreign language songs.
That's good.
And then on our last two songs, we're joined by what we call our community festival choir, which you mentioned. And we have about 25 in the group this year. The first one is called I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, which is a traditional hymn. Many people will have heard of this. It's arranged by Dan Forrest, who, of course, many will have heard of. And his arrangements are always wonderful. And on that one, we have oboe and cello accompanying us.
Nice.
Then our final song of the concert is called True Light, and this is an arrangement of This Little Light of Mine.
I love that.
Which is, it swings, it's fun. We end the concert with a bang with this song. There's lots of syncopation, and at the end, I'll give this away, but we even have clapping that the choir does,
so fun.
We'll probably be moving.
Audience participation.
If they want to, yes,
great.
Of course. And we have two soloists who have two different parts, and I can guarantee you that they will be singing something that is not on the written page, so they kind of get to riff a little bit.
Oh, fun.
And then I love the fact that the last word of this song is light, which is very appropriate for our whole concert.
Yes, titled Eternal Light.
Yes.
Wow, that's some good planning you guys have got going on over there.
We can say thanks to our director for that, Brett Robinson.
All right, I love it. Well, this has been such a pleasure to have you here, Grace, and talking about all the music. Again, the concert's Monday, March 9th at 7 p.m., White Concert Hall, Washburn University Campus. Eternal Light, a lot of really fascinating and beautiful music. You can find more information out at TopekaFestivalSingers.org. Also, Grace mentioned to me that this choir, if you're considering joining, they have auditions in the summer. And you can find out more information about that online. There's a contact form that you can fill out.
And I might add that tickets are available at the door.
Oh, good. Okay.
They're also available online. It's very easy to get them at the door.
Okay.
Ticket prices are $30 for adults, $25 for seniors, 65 and over.
Nice.
Students are only $5.
Nice.
And you define that however you want. Yeah. And children 12 and under are free as long as they're accompanied by an adult. So I hope a lot of people come and
I
we can
too.
Share this beautiful music with them.
Yeah, and I think it's a great night for a concert. It's a good way to, you know, if you had a rough Monday, what a great way to come and just soothe your soul and have some fun. Thank you, Grace. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
No, I just hope we see everybody Monday night, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely.
The show.
Come back anytime. All right, everyone. Check out the info, TopekaFestivalSingers.org, Monday night, March 9th, 7 p.m. And a big thanks to Grace for being here. Right now, we are going to go back to some Tchaikovsky. You definitely knew Swan Lake from last hour. Not sure if you know the Queen of Spades orchestral suite. It's right now on KPR. A double dose of Tchaikovsky this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. Queen of Spades, the orchestral suite. Peter Briner and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. I'm Destiny. So glad you are here with me this morning. Next hour, a beautiful solo cello Bach suite to listen to. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Grace Morrison of the Topeka Festival Singers. A reminder, their concert Monday night. It's at 7 p.m. March 9th, White Recital Hall on the Washburn University campus. Eternal Light sounds like such a gorgeous concert. And speaking of the local community, I've got a couple of things to tell you about. March 11th at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Halliburton, Susanna Joannis, and Jeff Stolz, free at the Lawrence Public Library. And on the radio, tomorrow night, now in their 46th year of bringing storytelling between their classical music for violin and piano, the brother and sister duo of Susan and William Goldenberg always bring extra special meaning to their music. They'll be playing music of Debussy, Frank Bridge, Amy Beach, and more. That's tomorrow night, Classics Live at 7 p.m. I'm telling you, this cloudy weather is getting to my brain. I'm looking forward to the sunshine. This is Kansas Public Radio.
ICE now has nearly $80 billion at its disposal. Some of that money is being used to create a broad set of surveillance tools to monitor and intimidate both immigrants and U.S. citizens.
They would just come and stand right in front of my car and take pictures of me and take pictures of our license plate.
I'm Juana Summers. How immigration officers are using these tools on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Do you love public radio? Of course you do. But hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? You can donate the vehicle to us here at KPR and it will be picked up. If you can believe it, the proceeds from the sale will fund our programs. It's a great way to help us out. You can learn more at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 11:01, NPR News up next on KPR, then more music.
Live. Republican opponent is no candidate got 50% in the bitter primary between Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton, so the winner will be decided in a May 26th runoff. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Catalby's Gallantry here on KPR with the Nashville Mandolin Ensemble. Some may say gallantry is dead. However, the Nashville Mandolin Ensemble does not think so. Good morning. I am Destiny. It's about 11:10 a.m. I'm glad you are here with me. I'm a violinist, and so I happen to know that the mandolin has the same strings as the violin, just two of each. We'll be hearing from more violins towards the bottom of the hour, some Irish, a little Irish music for you. But right now, an instrument that does not have all of the same strings as the violin, just three of the same strings. The cello, much, much lower, no squeaky E string, just a beautiful low C string. I thought we would go all the way back to the Baroque era and listen to some Bach, a cello suite. It's number 5, and I've got Rostropovich playing it for you. I can't remember the last time I heard Rostropovich play Bach, this particular suite, so it will be a somewhat of a reminder listen for me, as it is with you. So I hope you like it. It's right now on KPR. Mstislav Rostropovich on cello here on KPR, playing Bach's Cello Suite No. 5. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City, and I've got a little Irish music coming up for you. I think Jeff and I are on the same wavelength today. Last hour, I played Tchaikovsky's Queen of Spades Overture, music about cards, and I see here that in the noon hour, after Mozart, there'll be some music that is at the intersection between classical and poker, Stravinsky's Game of Cards. Wow, that sounds like some fun music, so don't miss it. That's with Jeff Watson today from 12 to 3 on KPR. Right now for you, I've got Leroy Anderson's The Irish Suite. Yes, I do. Arthur Fiedler, one of the great Pops orchestra conductors with the Boston Pops Orchestra. Enjoy it with me now on KPR. It's always a good time when they start clapping before the music ends. Here on Kansas Public Radio, a good time indeed. Leroy Anderson's The Irish Suite with Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra. A fun way to round out this hour. It is almost noon, and Jeff Watson is in with more music for you coming up after the news. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
People who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this, but what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd be like that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances, coverage of the Kansas State House, and NPR News possible? You do. The great music and in-depth news you hear every day on KPR happens because of your financial contributions. Please keep these great programs going by doing your part. Head over to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member today. And thank you. Thank you so much. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, NPR News up next, and more music.
Live from